Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Yeah. And at 2:57, here's young, clean, muscular Michael Gruber.
So muscular. Thank you, Bug. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
All right, in studio, the hard line. That's right. Boning in the Wednesday. Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson.
Tuesday.
Of the hard line. Hello?
Hello!
Corby Davidson of the ticket.
Hello, Mike.
Boy, I saw Lexi at the BYU-OU game before you showed up, Bob. We were in the parking lot, and Noxie was roaming around with a camera.
Lifting?
Who, Noxie?
Might as well be. Yeah, Noxie was walking around with a camera guy and trying to find the biggest tailgater, I guess.
Okay.
So he's walking around, going, hey, everybody, you know, just kind of meeting everyone. I was like, hey, Jim, what's up? Hey, it's Corby Davidson.
Really?
Yeah.
That is an awesome, awesome story.
Did you make the pregame show?
What? No, I didn't. Oh, I don't know. I was at the game.
You weren't watching?
Is that you?
You lived it.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be talking about this later.
Did you see C-3PO? You like C-3PO? Snake?
Yeah, I didn't see him.
Yeah, he was up here.
Ho.
He's a friend of ours.
A fog is ringing.
What's he wearing? Metal?
Yep.
Couldn't get through the metal detector.
You know, today is Tuesday, September 15th, the 258th day of the year. There are 107 days left in 2009. On this day in 1963, a bomb went off during Sunday services at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama.
You're right.
Four black girls were killed when this happened, and three Ku Klux Klansmen were eventually convicted for their roles in the blast.
How do you feel about the placement of that drop?
On this day in 1935, the Nuremberg Laws deprived German Jews of their citizenship. And do you know the story of Robin's older brother, Larry Yunt?
Yunt, still.
What did he do?
No. What happened to Larry Yunt?
What did he snort?
In 1971, he's an Astros pitcher, and he's about to make his debut against the Braves. I believe his major league debut. So he's in the bullpen.
The Lastros.
He injures his right shoulder on his first warm-up pitch in the bullpen.
Oh, no.
And never gets another chance to pitch in the bigs.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
I thought that was really funny.
Like, he should have warmed up.
It's like my one day on the ground
crew. Before he threw his first warm-up pitch.
My one day on the Cleveland Indians ground crew.
What happened?
It was the strike year. The year after. So they go on strike, right? Cancel the World Series. So what year would it be?
95?
Yeah, 94
World Series.
The 94 World Series was canceled.
So then the next year, there's no spring training and stuff.
And I
got on the ground crew in the off season, and I was like running the board for a morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going to be my morning job, and then in the evenings, I would be on the Cleveland Indians ground crew. It'd be awesome. And the one game that I worked was the game where Major League Baseball owners were going to bow up and play with replacement players. So they had a replacement game at the stadium, and I was on the ground crew, and it snowed, and it was a big beating, and I sat out in the bullpen with a chew the whole game. And
they had a replacement game?
Yeah. Everybody did. The Rangers have had one.
Remember?
There was like...
You played center field, Mike.
They had to speed up your highlights.
I thought they got that worked out before they got out of spring training that year.
There was actually one game, and it was played at Jacobs Field.
And then they
solved the problems, like, later that evening. And these guys all got cut loose, and they had a little I think, a mini spring training then.
And you hated your job.
A little late. And then, at that very time, I became Grubbs of the station I was at. They wanted to, the afternoon drive show also wanted the magic that I provided. So they offered me more money and stuff to also work the afternoon drive. And
but you
I couldn't be on the ground crew then because I had to be at the station. Okay.
Did you consider that?
I'm bailing out now.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you go on the morning show?
Tell it again.
Did you consider that more money meant more problems, though?
Oh, man, did it.
What'd you bail out for? Finish the story.
That's it. That's kind of it. I just thought it was...
So did you wind up working...
Mic?
I was just meandering. So that was my only game ever on the Cleveland Indians ground crew.
Did you win the pennant that year?
So you gave up the job with the Indians ground crew to work morning and afternoon drive on this station?
Yes.
What about the scenario under which...
Do you regret your decision?
They would have saw you raking and thought... That guy might be a good third
baseman. I thought about that.
Right.
I thought I'd pick up a ball from the right field corner and kind of fire it.
Hey, kid, throw that ball in.
You know? Especially during that replacement game.
Man, I always envied the guys that I went to high school with that were grounds crew guys at the stadium. I thought that was the coolest job.
I thought it was going to be.
It's too much like
yard
work.
Except for the fact that you have to be at every baseball game.
Yeah, it is a lot
of
yard
work. Yeah, but when you're a kid in the summer, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, but I wasn't that much of a kid at that point.
Yeah, that's true. You're like
26. If I was 16 or 17, it would have been the best.
Right.
But yeah, when I'm living in my mom's basement.
Oh, no.
In a van down by the river.
With your brother that you won't leave your kids with.
Look.
Now, where was... which dad were we on during this period?
Good All question. Right. Good,
in
fair
today's
question.
Birthday
well,
news.
That is a very
whoa,
fair
whoa,
question.
Whoa,
dad Nakahoma.
Let's back up.
No, what? No, no. Okay, three. I don't know. Jeez.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Ooh. It's kind of touchy.
I need to get to today's birthdays.
Okay, well, which dad were we on?
Come on, Mike.
Three.
Why bring up this horrible past of mine? No one brings up anything of your past.
G-Wolf Radio, how can I help you?
Well, well.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing,
sweetie? Lisa.
Hi, Corby.
Hi, Lisa, it's me, Dan McDowell of The Ticket.
Knows my voice.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Lisa.
Do you know whose birthday it is today at Cumulus Media?
No, I have no idea.
Check the list.
I don't have a list up here.
Check
okay,
it twice.
Go ahead and look at it. How do you not have the list?
I don't have it this month.
How do you... Ooh. How do you... So you missed it this month. Are you worried?
Aren't you guys trying? Aren't you and your husband working on that right now?
No.
You're Are you
not?
Trying to have a baby?
No, I'm not.
Dude, I can totally help you. I'm
I
two
have,
for two.
Yeah, I have two, so I can...
I know.
Yeah, but you want a girl, don't you?
My grandfather had 26.
Ooh, you
so
can help more.
Be, yeah, I should be right in there with you, Lisa.
Yeah, but how many have you had?
Don't worry about that.
How many can you have?
Don't worry about that. I'm just saying, Lisa, it runs in a family. So if
your
you need
grandfather
any help,
uses
families
all
have plenty. Let me know.
I don't know. I always heard that skips generations. So put
my
you right
dad. It skipped my dad, right. And bam, I'm fertile myrtle.
Well, I wanted you to connect me to the person whose birthday it is. Today is the birthday. It says right here. On September 2009 birthdays of
yes.
Corby Davidson of The Ticket.
You want me to transfer to his voicemail?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, please. I don't have voicemail up here.
I don't even need voicemail.
She's looking for it.
I don't have voicemail.
Let's see where it goes.
We'll see about that.
If you're important,
I thought she might have wanted to say happy birthday to you. She just said...
How rude was that? I'll see her later on tonight. I'll teach her a lesson.
She's not going to let you make a baby with her.
Mm-mm. It's not the way you make a baby. With a toaster.
I wonder if the P1 calls in and wants
you
to...
You have been forwarded to a voicemail system. However, the person at 2543 does not subscribe to this service.
Thank you.
Oh, what a jerk.
You are a jerk.
Aren't there enough ways to connect with people now?
Unsubscriber.
Without using voicemail?
No, that's the most important one.
Well, let's all wish the snake a happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Snake. Everyone, join in.
Let's talk about 12:01 a.m. last evening and what your wife was doing.
Mississippi mudslide.
Let's go back to 11:59 because that's when I was soaking the rag in chloroform.
Now, how were you woken up this morning? You're like, whoa, what is that? What's going on down there?
What am I dreaming about?
Boy, this is great.
Oh, it's real.
It's so warm down there.
Oh, it's the dog.
Oh, it's urine.
You ever put peanut butter down there for the dog?
Sure. I'm game for anything these days.
40?
Have a nice Pittsburgh peanut butter sandwich.
Wow.
Can you believe the snake is 40?
That makes us all feel old.
That does make us all feel old.
I'm 40!
40, huh?
I mean, there are so many potheads out there right now remembering the time when they smoked with the snake and they can't believe that they're still smoking.
Right. They take another hit. Man, I can't believe he's 40.
There are so many people that remember when he was the snake.
When he was abrasive and over the top. And not fresh off stabbing others in the back to get himself elevated at the ticket.
You know what? That snake is still party, though. Still party.
Thank you.
Dude, he really is.
I've been a witness.
It's like no one person has enough to party with the snake. He has to go from person to person. Like, it's Bob last weekend.
Right.
I was with him at that McCartney concert, at least for 5 minutes, until he saw the beer vendor.
He was whisked away.
Donovan and I were together for about 9 hours.
Right?
At training camp? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. Oh, I love Party Snake, too.
He really is, too. He'll plan a night. Like, when he leaves with his backpack that has his toothbrush in it and goes to the bars...
He ain't coming back.
And you would think...
A good indication that he's out for the night.
You would think Snake would be really concerned. It was my birthday. He wanted to show me a good time. To hell with you, man. I'm the Snake. This is my day.
So what's tonight?
I'm partying.
What is Deep Ellum doing to prepare?
Scared.
For its king.
Nothing tonight.
Parade?
I'm just a little dinner tonight.
But you're the king of Deep Ellum.
That's true. These things are all true.
Does this begin the birthday weekend tonight?
I'm going to start camping out at the Cowboys because I'm going to the Cowboy game on Sunday. I'm going to start camping out.
You know. Now, did they give you that gift? Happy birthday, Snake.
Yeah, they gave me...
From the Cowboys.
Yeah. They gave me a suite.
Did Mike Zimmer call you?
Corby?
Have you gotten any birthday texts today from...
Big Smooth.
Steve Nash.
Shaq.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, all of them.
Nettington.
Expo.
Mondo.
Hopkins.
Who are your guys?
Goddard.
Where's my Corby list?
Stinky Girlfriend. Lampshade.
The Oil Baroness.
Mini-Me.
The Stalker.
Huey. Chuck.
Staple Gun.
Billy Jay Sams. Midget.
Jermaine Gresham.
Bob Mondo. Stoops.
Big Red.
Collins.
Elvis Peacock.
Timex.
Netherland. Keffer. Bridwell.
The Queef Master.
Hopkins. And Netterman.
Yeah, they're all there.
And the Stinky Girlfriend.
I wish the Oil Baroness would look me up. I haven't heard from her in a long time.
So...
Do you know who you share a birthday with?
Oliver Stone and Dan Marino.
Let's see.
I made the mistake of getting married.
Oh, I thought you had more.
Me, Oliver Stone, Dan Marino.
You're right so far.
And I forget the rest.
How about Pete Carroll, 58?
Wow. I don't remember that one.
You know, Dan
thinks he's a
levied
teacher.
Some real serious charges against Pete Carroll today.
He sure did today.
What?
He's a doucher. Is he not? Didn't we see him driving along the one?
With a convertible.
In a convertible? With a,
well, so what?
It's LA, man.
Carroll's a
what
doucher.
Do you expect?
There's no doubt.
There
but
he
that,
is.
That doucher plays well out
his
there.
His birthday.
He looks good.
Yeah.
The sun's done him well.
Why don't you marry him?
You couldn't have him, though.
How about this?
Even you.
Ernest Biner is 47.
Biner.
So you're going to be slapping the ball out of... Which one's hand tonight? Kathy going to have the ball?
Well, I think Dan would secure the
she
ball,
hasn't had the ball in quite some time.
What?
But we don't recreate the fumble. That's not really part of history that we teach at my household. It's like if you grew up in Germany, you don't really teach the Hitler stuff.
Yeah, no. Do they focus a lot of time on Hitler in
when
Germany?
When you grew up in my household,
sounds like you should
you focus more on the
50s.
But you do pay attention to the Hitler stuff.
And now it's time for Hitler.
At my
Give
household.
Hitler credit. He did a pretty good job.
Wow,
is that on the pregame show this weekend?
What is that? Jeez.
Yes, the Cowboys pregame show.
And again, Hitler,
let's hear that again.
He was just the messenger.
Give Hitler credit. He did a pretty good job.
That's not doctored at all. Very odd drummer in the background, missing his beat.
I didn't hear any drums.
All right, you ready for sports comedy when it comes to changing names?
The Cowboys are a little bit like the Third Reich.
Wow. Mike Dunleavy is...
Oh, what?
What?
Oh, I have a different one here. 29. Sorry, I thought it was the other one.
Well, it's his son.
So we can still use the comedy?
Do you think the apple falls far from the tree?
Here's Bob.
So what did Milwaukee Buck fans refer to him as?
Mike Dunleavy.
It's not smart. Loud.
And seriously.
What's his local connection? Is he from Fort Worth or something like that?
I think his wife is.
His wife.
Yeah. Had it.
Okay.
Dave Garcia is 89, if not dead.
Well,
I thought he was dead. He's well.
That was a former Indians manager, isn't it?
Gaylord Perry, 71.
Well.
In a well.
The ticket's own.
Merlin Olsen, 69.
Wait, don't you guys wonder how Gaylord Perry got his name?
The Olsen twins?
Actually, yeah.
Because I know.
Now, Perry?
What's with the name Gaylord?
My father had a good friend, had a son that...
hated God?
No. Okay. He somehow got sick and passed away, and he named me after him for his friend.
Way to go, Gordon.
Bring the room down there. Sorry about that. Okay.
That's even better than tell Sean Salisbury ain't that great.
Oh, that was great.
Tommy Lee Jones is 63.
That's some greatness right there.
Outhouse, doghouse, crap house, hen house.
Jackie Cooper, 87.
You tell that.
You know, that's a good point. And do us a favor, please, because I know this guy's going to interview you soon or before the year's up. Just please remind Sean Salisbury that he wasn't that great.
Oh.
I mean, this guy comes on ESPN talking like he was an all-pro quarterback. And it just kind of remind him that he wasn't that great and kind of put him in his place.
He's a...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But he's a friend of mine, so... You know,
okay.
I can't.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Well,
a dear friend. You know, okay.
Yeah. He sat on a grenade and saved my three kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Prince Henry Charles Albert David of Wales is 25.
Yeah, my mom got bit by a rattlesnake and he sucked the venom out. But,
and now, here's your spare birthday.
Who is this talking?
Other than that.
Who's this?
Hi, Keyshawn.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Did you hear how you were
snake?
Born? Two boxcars.
I know it's your birthday, man.
Damn. Oh, my.
It's a fart form.
Well, yeah, okay. Corby. Fulton. Alum is having his 52nd birthday with you.
Former Colonial champion Fulton Alum.
Dude,
and
is that the smoker you made?
Yes.
Man? Wow, you guys share a birthday?
Do we have that? Boy, common ground.
Fulton.
So you think
Alum?
Smoking's a good idea?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I've been trying to quit.
Cigarettes, you think they're pretty good for you?
Well, I don't know. If you look like you're a scientist, you'll be able to figure that one out. No, they're not good for you. And I'm not proud of the fact that I smoke, but I do. And it's a tough habit to break. So any other stupid questions you want to ask me?
Oh, no.
Guys
on tour.
Actually,
full
retreat.
Yeah.
We got about
17
more here.
Boy, what a retreat.
People are irrespective of the color. That.
No.
Is it hotter on the Texas stop than most places?
Hotter on the Texas tour than most stops?
No, most stops here on, you know, like Colonial and the Nelson. Is it hotter here than most places?
No, not really. We depends at the time of the year we get. California doesn't get too hot. Texas warms up a little. Florida's nice. And I guess when you get into Memphis and those areas, it can get a lot hotter than here.
Would you rather be a welder or a pro golfer, in your own estimation?
I'd rather be whatever it takes to pay my bank.
Are you guys as in good a shape as most basketball players, you think?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
just on average. So a lot of guys you see eat maybe a donut as a snack during the round, or most guys stick to fruit and stuff?
It depends on his metabolism. If some guys need sugar, they'll eat sugar. If some guys don't need sugar, they won't eat it.
Ever seen any guys wear snake pants, like to, you know, keep your legs away from snakes in Florida?
Nah, that's a first. Never
snake
heard of that.
Snake pants.
Okay. And you ever see guys get pretty wasted before tournaments, or they like to play sober?
Nah, play sober. Those days are gone.
Okay. That's a great Fulton Allen. Thanks, man.
How do you think that went?
Swimmingly. He had a cigarette in his hand, and he, like, flicked it 30 yards as he was scolding me.
Wow.
Any other stupid questions?
No, no, none.
Dexter Carter, 42.
Cowboy linebacker.
Of the Dexter Carter Show.
St. Louis Rams, right?
49ers?
41.